Hi, it's Mark. It's McCorgan here on Audioboo. It's 3:55 PM on Tuesday, the 19th of August. I'm just walking very quickly up through the parks towards the surgery, the health centre. And the reason for that is I'm going to have my ears, my lugs, syringed today. I normally have to get them done every 3 or 4 years. I'm not quite sure when the last time I had them done, to be honest with you. But I think since I retired, out of industry at least, it seems to have extended the time between syringing. What basically happens is my ears start to close up, and because of the wax, and my hearing goes dull. Usually my wife notices, or her first notification of the fact that I need them done, is I start to cock my head, maybe to one side, when watching television in the evening. And she realises that I'm unconsciously doing that. But I'm not doing that at the moment, at least she hasn't said. But when I visited the docs a week past, following that illness, not following the illness, but when I went to the docs for the very first visit regarding the situation with my painful throat, and he had a look at my ears, and right away he said, your ears need syringed out. I know that the strange thing about that is that over the years, many years that I've had this done, I've went to the doctors or to the clinic, to the nurses or whatever, and I said to them, look, I need to have my ears syringed. And they'll have a look in your ears. And without fail, everyone has said to me, I can't see any wax in your ears. And I say, well, I know there's wax in my ears. And I've said, no, there's no wax in your ears. I can see your eardrum. And I've said, well, no, there's definitely wax in there. Well, okay then, what we'll do is, we'll syringe them. This is assuming I've spent a week dropping almond oil into my lugs to soften the wax. Either did it there and then, or come back in a week's time, and we'll do it. And every time, they've been gobsmacked, because these large plugs of wax come out my ears. After they've said, I can clearly see your eardrum, so there's not wax, it's something else. And it's just the bemusement on their faces, because where did that come from? And I thought, well, that's true. So, this time the doc looked in my ears and right away said, your ears need syringed. So my guess is that they're pretty bad. But it's one of those things that creeps up on you. So, I'm just approaching the end of the park now. The busy Whitburn Road with the roadworks over the bridge. They're renewing the old bridge over the burn. New side walls, new sandstone walls, and also widening it slightly, and then relaying the tar, so it's been creating havoc for weeks, but it'll be a nice job when it's finished. So, basically, when I go in here, or after I've been in here and had my ears syringed, hopefully, everything goes well, and when I come out, I'll have to be careful with volume and also infection. But then it's quite a nice afternoon, sunny, it's not cold or anything like that, it's dry and sunny, so hopefully no risk of infection. Usually they tell you to keep some cotton wool in your ears for a wee bit. Just passing the guys here now that are working on this, ripping the place apart. But what I've got is, I've got a piece of audio that I was listening to before I started to record this audio. I've got a wee piece of audio on my iPhone, and I was listening to through my earbuds at a certain volume. And when I come out and I get into the park, I'm way back from all the noise, I'm going to replay that bit of audio with my freshly cleaned out lugs. And I should have to actually turn the volume down quite a bit, assuming that the nurses do their job properly. So, just about to head in through the doors of the clinic and I'll follow this up shortly. My God, I'm out of breath. I'm really out of condition. Speak soon. Well, 20, 25 minutes later, I'm just heading back down through the park. Stunningly gorgeous afternoon now, warm as goodness grief. Anyway, how did things work out? Well, not good actually. Apparently my right ear was okay, there was no wax in it. I did try, but it became so uncomfortably painful. It was obvious it was just blasting the eardrum, and I was kind of wary of having damage done, but he did say that it looked clear anyway, so we didn't prolong that. But the left ear was definitely bunged, as he put it. Your left ear's bunged up. blasted, and only little bits come out. But each time he inspected it, he could see the big plug of wax, but it wouldn't come out. Had so many tries, it got to the extent where it just become, to be honest, unbearable. Not so much as in the pain, but just the irritation. And I was concerned, as he was concerned, that constantly blasting would could inflame the lining of the ear. And so we decided to call it a day and put an appointment on for next week and continue putting almond oil in, hopefully to try and dissolve this or softness a lot up. I do have Erex stuff, which is actually dissolves the wax. Basically what that does is, I've tried that before, you put it in your ear, lie on your side, and you can hear it fizzing away, like acid working on something and dissolving. But I've found in the past that what that does, it does really irritate your ear, and it doesn't necessarily remove the wax, it just dissolves it, and there's no easy way of getting it out, especially if it's a plug. So I was kind of wary of using that again. So basically, an appointment for next Wednesday. We'll be fine, because we're going off for a wee break on Friday morning down to the Dumfriesshire coast, Auchinleary, for a long weekend, back Monday night. And so I've got an appointment for Wednesday afternoon. I'll be putting the old drops into the lugs between now and then. My left ear certainly feels very tender at the moment. I do hope it's not been, irritated too much. If I put the almond oil in, that should help as well. Once I get home, I'll put some almond oil in immediately, and that should help calm down any inflation. Inflammation. Thank God. I just swallowed a big fly. That's what you get for that's what you get for laugh. Anyway. So, really not a success story. And there's no point in me testing that piece of audio, because there won't really be any difference. Remember having this done so many times in the past, and I was telling the nurse here, a male nurse, I was telling him that I had to have it done one year in holidays when we were down in Wales with the kiddies, the Wains, the Bairns, in our wee caravan in Clancochlan. And my ears closed up one morning, and so I went to the surgery. At that time, they just used a big syringe. Now it's a motorised gizmo that does it. Very controllable blasting. And I was told to come back in a couple of days after putting almond oil in. The nurse put the big syringe right into the lugs. and continue to blast. And these giant plugs of wax came out each year. And I was so delighted that she said, "Oh my God, look at this, look at this. I didn't believe that was in your ears." So these big plugs came out, stuck to the end of the syringe, and she dried my ears off with tissue and cotton wool. She says, "Okay, that's you fine." I said, "Well, thank you so much. I really do appreciate that." And I stood up from the chair and fell over. You know, because it does affect your balance, and I hadn't even thought about that. And I stood up and, oh boy, off I went, down on the floor. There's almost another casualty. But the difference that made that year, my God, what a difference, you know. I could hear blades of grass rubbing against each other at 50 paces. But anyway, so that's that. So I'll have to wait till next week to have another go, and hopefully this time. Hopefully next time, I should say, the bugger will come out. If it hasn't, it sounds like as if it's what's the expression? Not set up home. You know, those people that go into housing and don't come back out again. Squatting. Yeah. And it's squatting in there and doesn't want to come out. But it is a beautiful day now. Surprisingly, from the cold morning that it was. It seems to be a kind of pattern. I mentioned this before, that the late afternoon and evenings are turning far better weather out than what the mornings and midday are. It's very, very strange. So, the end of the ear wax syndrome for the moment. It's not a syndrome. Scenario, maybe. I'm going to stop now. Go back and get a cup of tea. My ear's sore. It's not sore, but it's tender sore, if you know what I mean. I'll tell you what, I'll switch off now and put my earbuds in and listen to some pacifying music on the way home for the last 5 minutes. Cheerio, bye then now.